702.
Oh yeah, this was about you.
I wasn't here.
Well, you weren't either.
Okay.
Is that why you were listening at the door?
You had a cup up there.
That was the glass, yeah.
You see the cup?
Okay. We are in open session now. And what we'd like, excuse me, what we'd like to do is move on to number 7 on the agenda, which is employee recognition.
What we'd like to do, and unfortunately they were not able to make it, but we'd like to recognize both Dennis White and Sam Garcia. With the fire that was up on Eagle Rock, they responded extremely fast. They were there through the entire event, making sure that, one, the fire department had sufficient water and pressure. The other thing that they were able to do is help the fire department understand that they were actually water hammering our lines. They were actually turning the hoses off rather quickly, and that shut off created water hammer. You know, may have heard some things through Facebook. There was some concerns that maybe the system had failed. It did not fail. And so the new battalion chief, Jay Cannon, and I agree with him, he called just in case his crews did damage the 6-inch water main. He did call for 2 water tenders just to have them as a plan B if something did happen, because they were hammering our system, their water lines, and their fire trucks so hard. But as usual, our system held up very, very well and performed very well. And would like to really commend Dennis for helping the fire department understand the dynamics of the systems and assure that we didn't collapse a line. We have 120 PSI at the upper hydrant and 100 PSI at the lower hydrant and a 6-inch water main. Just so you know, what that equates to is each fire truck will pull about 350 gallons per minute. Each fire hydrant will produce 750 gallons per minute. So even with two engines on one hydrant at 700 gallons per minute, we still have an excess of 50 gallons per minute out of that hydrant. Then the other hydrant, they only had one engine on that. So the 750 out of the wharf hydrant was plenty for that hydrant at 350. So we did not lose pressure. We did not have any damage to the system, and it went smoothly because of the 2 staff members up there. They did a good job.
Always do a good job. Thank you, Kurt. Number 8 on the agenda is the consent calendar. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Move to approve the consent calendar on tonight's agenda, items A through E.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded to approve tonight's consent calendar, items A through E. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number 9, board committee reports. We'll start with the finance committee.
Yep, we just met last Wednesday. We're just beginning the budget process. We're meeting again Thursday at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Long way to go, and for that reason, I won't say too much.
Okay,
anything
fair
to
enough.
Add, Jim? No, guess not. Okay, thank you.
You have anything to add?
No.
Thank you. Personnel committee. The personnel committee has not met, so there is no report. Safety and security.
We met on March 5th, and I think you have the minutes from that meeting in your packet. Pretty thorough coverage of what we discussed at the meeting. One of the things that we would like to do in the near future is do an annual walk through of all the facilities. And I've never had the complete walkthrough. You know, I've done bits and pieces here and there, so we'd like to do that. And the weather turns a little bit nicer and give us a good reminder of the lay of the land and all of our different wells and lift stations and what's going on over at the sewage plant. So We agreed to meet the first Thursday of every month, at least for a while, and then we might move to a bi-monthly schedule. And I'm sorry, I do not have the charter completed yet for the committee, but Penny and I have traded some documents, so we will have that for the next meeting.
Great, thank you. Lake Water Use Agreement, ad hoc committee?
It's signed and done, and they're paid. And we don't have any lake water use agreement issues. And I'll let it go at that.
Would that be an ad hoc? Do you want to take that off until, or do you want to leave that on so we report once a month?
I don't know. It's kind of like we're leaving Valley Oaks as a place. You can put in parentheses like, so we don't,
hiatus.
We don't have to call it anymore, but I'm afraid it will get dropped off.
Can you just put inactive or something?
Yeah, sure. You can put on vacation or something like that. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Out of order.
Okay.
Out of order? No, don't put that.
I'm just kidding.
All right. And the Valley Oaks Project Committee has not met, though there is some information. Do you want to do that now or save it for your...
Probably do that now, so it's right with Valley Oaks with the meeting minutes. I have been asked to meet with representatives from Valley Oaks and Lake County tomorrow. And so I'll be in Lakeport tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We have about a two-hour meeting to discuss some of the concerns that the county has, the concerns we have. The county has been very supportive of Hidden Valley Community Services District. And they do know that, and they've agreed that the whole project needs to come together and meet the needs of this community as well as the county as a whole. So we seem to really be on the same page with the county, and we'll kind of get the ducks in a row so that the developer and the county and Hidden Valley Community Services District are working in unison together.
Great.
Good enough. Okay, number 10, staff reports. Do you want to oversee that?
Okay, so the financial report we do submit that electronically. And I don't know if anyone has any questions about that. Also, the administrative customer service report. Marty and Karen put that together. I don't know if there are any general questions about that at all. Now, I am going to refer the ACWA State Legislative Committee. I don't know if Alyssa wants to chime in on that. We do have some things moving with that, I think, that she'd like to let you know about.
You might have, actually, I kind of lumped it all into the field operations report. You might have noticed you received this ginormous hand carry. It was a busy month, February, for a lot of reasons, not just the rain. As far as Aqua is concerned, there was a legislative symposium that took place on March 6th that I attended. It was basically a one-day affair, two panel discussions, and a lunch with the new director of Natural Resource Committee, Subcommittee, Senator Stern. And then the afternoon was dedicated to making visits with our local senator and assembly people to discuss salient topics of our agency. So the first panel discussion was about the water tax. And it was an interesting panel because they came from different sides and they gave their reasons for why they feel there should be a water tax or there should not be. And the second session was about groundwater recharge and different ways about making that happen and the pitfalls that are associated with that. The most interesting part for me was the fact that Mr. Eric Ekdahl was on the panel. So after the meeting, I stole a couple seconds of his time just to remind him of the groundwater report that we are now submitting to his staff and our ongoing discussions about the moratorium. Just get face in there so that he doesn't forget about us. Ms. Senator Stern had some interesting things to say about how he felt about the water tax. as well as his background, because he's brand new. He wants us to know where he's coming from and what are his hot buttons. And while his stance on the water tax wasn't overwhelmingly positive, it wasn't negative, but the good piece that I got out of that discussion was that he came from an energy background. So he's very much interested in making greenhouse gas reduction possible for water agencies, specifically micro hydro. So hopefully we can tap on him for that. A lot of stuff went on. Okay, so we had an outreach alert. That was back in February, actually, towards the end of February, where Aqua was asking us to ask for support for SB 669, which is Aqua's solution to the water tax. And it basically is talking about generating funding from somewhere else. It doesn't need to come from a water bill. It sets an unfortunate precedent for more things to start showing up on water bills. And the cost of administering that water tax would be passed down to the water agencies. It just doesn't really make sense, especially for small water agencies. So the solution is to use general fund money, and the timing of submitting this bill to legislature is the fact that we have a new governor and we have a record-setting surplus year in budget. Also discussed in the panel at the legislative symposium was the amount of money that would be required to maintain this fund, and it's well within the purview of the amount of money that's available in the surplus. So it's very possible and is very sustainable. So that is something that I met with Senator McGuire's staff at the legislative symposium, talked to them about it and asked for their support. Also sent a bunch of templated letter asking for support of all the members of the subcommittee that's going to be reviewing the SB 669, and I think you have in your packet tonight a resolution also asking for board approval of this. What am I missing? Okay, so the Aqua meeting actually took place on the 15th of March, just a regularly scheduled one, and things are really getting into the swing of things now. We had 52 bills that we reviewed in 2 hours. And we didn't actually make 2 hours. We ended up going over because there's agenda items before and after the bill. But it's just from a general perspective, there's a lot of bills that died last year that are now coming back with a new number. For example, AB 2050, which is a consolidation bill, is now coming back as AB 414. There continues to be discussion about hydroelectric and where to enter the market and who's allowed and how long and how much. There continues to be discussion about ADUs and what's the size of an ADU and what, you know, constitutes a new connection for water agencies and whatnot. So a lot of the same conversations are happening, and we'll see where everything lands. That's enough of that.
Great.
Are there any questions about the ECWE state legislature?
Good. Thank you.
Report. Thank you.
Then with the field operations report, that's the very large packet you see before you and for the public. That is hand-carried due to the sanitary sewer overflow response. We wanted to make sure that we had all the information available to you. And, of course, by the time we had to have the board packet out, we didn't have everything available.
Right.
So, therefore, it's a very large hand-carry. I apologize for that, but once you get through it, if you need fodder for the fireplace.
Sorry, I was just going to say, since it's a hand carry, can we, if we go through it and have any questions, can we just send them to you?
Yeah, just let me know, and then we can get all the information back to you.
Yeah, a lot of work, a lot of information.
I'd just like to point out, if it pleases the board,
absolutely.
You might notice on the very first page, the rainfall. February,
yeah.
We got 23.76 inches.
Yeah.
Amazing. Last year,
wow. Right.
The order of 10.
Order of an inch.
Less.
Mm-hmm.
0.23 inches. So,
a lot of rain.
And of course, you know, they've said the state of California is no longer in the drought. So,
but we still have a moratorium.
But it's not about the drought.
They tried us.
They imposed us, that on us, was during the drought, and that was one of the reasons in the letter for the moratorium. They actually mentioned the drought in the requirements, so it's interesting.
I know, it's so crazy.
And then, of course, the next one we have is general manager's report. Rather long, in-depth report. I don't know if you have any questions in regards to that.
It's pretty thorough.
I have a question for you. Can you just elaborate a little bit on Ferguson Water Works on, I mean, is it the same thing, only different, or?
It is. Ferguson Water Works is more on lines of some of the systems I put in the city of Paris, and also in Lathrop. In other words, the porthole that you've tested for us, that would not be available through Ferguson. It would not be something available where the public could not go and say, oh, I've got a leak, and address it. So Ferguson Water Works is actually the representative of Neptune. There's really three U.S. companies, Sensus, Neptune, and Badger. We have Badger meters here, and so the Ferguson system is a little bit older technology, and I call it drive-bys. You actually have two antennas on the top of your truck, a little black box about the size of a piece of paper, you know, thick, and it actually Bluetooths to a phone or to an iPad, and literally it tells you, okay, here's all your systems, here's where you're at. This is the fastest route. So you drive the route. In one morning, one person can do all the reads in probably about 3 hours here. So you gather all that data, you literally take a thumb drive out, you plug the thumb drive in your computer, you upload that information to your billing system, and it goes out. But the downfall is that it's a radio read system that you drive from site to site. It's the least expensive. You're looking at about $800,000 to $900,000 versus, you know, well over $1.5 to $2 million. So there is a significant savings, but it does not give the public the option to say, oh, we've got a leak. It'll tell you in the reads, you've got to have a leak. But if I read the meters on the 20th and the leak starts on the 21st, I won't know until the 20th of the month that you had a leak. So you've got a high water bill for that whole time. That's the downside on it. But it's the interaction or the interface with the public that it does not provide.
Is there any problem with interference in getting those radio reads?
No, it's a cell phone is actually a radio signal as well. So just like the Badger meters, they would be connecting to the cell phone tower. Okay. It's a radio signal. It's no different, but it has about a half mile radius. So you can't, it's not a very powerful radio signal, and so you can't really expect to sit here and do reads. I mean, we literally could put a radio unit on the roof and get about a half mile radius of the reads here. But if you're going to have a truck come here and you know, get all the information, put the thumb drive in and start driving, they're going to pick that up anyway. You know, one of the nice things about the Ferguson system is it is expandable. Later on, when funding is available, you could go to a more interactive and intuitive system. At first glance, it can't do that, but it is a very low power radio.
Can the two types of meters work together? The ones that are the radio read, and then the ones that are like the Badger meters.
No.
So they're not.
Okay. They're not. They're not.
They can't work within the same
right.
A system.
Okay. Yeah, they're not compatible. Which is really fine because either way, we would have to change out the meters. Now we've got about 200 meters we've changed out already. Mm-hmm. We would have to change those meters out if we were to go to Neptune. The cost is not that big. It's about $339 per meter. There are two different types of meters. For $237, it's a standard meter like we have. It's the little impeller in there that spins, and the water pushes it. $2, and those are good for right now. They guarantee for 10 years, and the batteries as well. The batteries are going to a 20-year guarantee, and the meters, for $2 more, they've got a touchless system where it actually senses and sees the water going through. Well, because there's not anything mechanical in there, they're going to guarantee those for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And the degree of accuracy is a lot closer, a lot better than the Badger meter or the Neptune with the impeller, that style. And then they will prorate it from year 15 to year 20. It's actually a 20-year meter that they should come out with. They have the meter out with the actual program where they're gonna guarantee it for 20 years. Should be coming out within the next 3 months. So, yeah, it may actually save us some money going that direction. And like I say, it's actually more accurate than the impeller-style meters that we have.
Thank you.
Nice.
Any questions on the general manager's report?
You mentioned Unit 4, that it was continuing to decline. Is it in use at all right now, or is it?
Are you talking about?
The Ranger, I guess.
Unit 4, the truck. It's still in use. It is still in use. Yeah, the window's cracked. When you put it in the drive, it actually is one gear off in the way it reads. We have replaced the door handle on the passenger side. We had some issues with the brakes grinding again and grabbing. So it's just been a constant money pit. So it's just something that we're looking at as a possibility. That's really what people use, like when we go to the bank every day. That's the vehicle, or if we go to Sacramento.
Well, how many, I was gonna ask that. Just approximately, how many times a month do we have out-of-county meetings, do we think?
Boy, if we do IRWMG, sometimes they're in this county, but we've got IRWMG, Melissa, to be able to go down. It's either use that or we have to pay her mileage in her car.
Mm-hmm.
In Sacramento, so ACWA, we're probably looking at three times a month.
Three times a month.
On average. And then daily usage to the post office or to the bank.
Right. We used to pay mileage for that.
Mm-hmm.
I just noted that since July 1st of last year to the finance period ending 2/28, administrative mileage was $1,183. So, I'm not saying that's out of the realm, but we might have to do a little more data digging on that.
Yeah, all I can say is that I just mentioned in the GM report that
yeah.
We've got a little more wear and tear on the vehicle, and as time goes on, we're going to have to expect more maintenance on it, more issues as time goes on. If we can find a grant, I'd love to find, most of them are gone, but I'd love to find a clean vehicle grant and see if we could do something like a Prius or something like that, where we have government funding to help pay for that. Most of those grants are gone in these day and age, but it's possible it needs to come out.
Are you using that truck for the bank?
I am not.
Is staff, I mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bank runs, both bank runs and the post office runs.
Post office, usually it's the one run.
Yeah, and then going over to Lake County, there's times that we can use it to go over there, and there's also times, I've told staff I'm not real comfortable if I were to drive, because I've taken on a Friday when I carpool. I've taken to the bank. I would not be comfortable driving it down the hill. So going to Santa Rosa,
yeah.
Just not something I'm
just
comfortable
do the
with
mileage.
Because of the,
right.
Because of that wear and tear. So it's really looking at that process.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Last one is the IT monthly report.
Right.
Are there any questions about that?
Nope.
So it's pretty much similar reporting, 93.
Yeah.
Was it 93
point something?
It was 94, I think, prior to that.
Yeah. That doesn't
our health
fail.
Report.
It just means we actually have to go back and rerun it to update everything.
Good.
So I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Good
Madam President.
Number 11 on the agenda, discussion and possible action. To recommend payment source for multiple pumper truck invoices as a result of the wastewater treatment plant inundation February 25th to March 4th.
May I put a motion on the table? Do you want that?
Yes, please.
So I would move that we designate Fund 313, Wastewater Operating Reserves, as the source to cover the financial impact of the wastewater treatment plant inundation from February 25th to March 4th.
What?
Second.
Operating reserves? Okay.
It's been moved and seconded that the payment source for multiple pumper truck invoices as a result of the wastewater treatment plant inundation. Account 313, and the wastewater
operating
reserves. Is there any, I beg your pardon?
I was just gonna say to Kirk, if there's something else, just correct me, I'm just putting that out there for the point of discussion.
That's actually what we would suggest or recommend. What I can also tell you, for future, Alyssa did quite a bit of work, as comparison, we're taking this to the county, or we were taking it to the county, to haul, the 30,000 gallons that they will allow us to haul, with the current, issues we're having at the treatment plant. That's about 86,000, something like that, $86,000?
It was actually an estimate on 90,000 gallons.
90,000 gallons, 86,000?
90,000 gallons is 26,000.
26,000.
And 90,000 gallons to the other place.
Is 8,000. So they were able to find, Santa Rosa is able to take the waste, and the difference, of hauling it clear down there, 2 hours there and 2 hours back, and the driver's time, is still only $8,000 in cost, for that 90,000 gallons versus going over to, Clear Lake, and that would be $26,000. So we were able to find a cheaper solution that this does occur in the future.
May I ask you a question about the fund? So I just noticed that in our report, which are as of 2/28, the balance in 313 was 317, 455 and change. And tonight, I think we're saying the balance is, are you already deducting that and that's the remainder? No. The balance is 241, 533, and I just wondered, where did we spend that 75,922 between now and February, February and today? And I'm sure there's a good answer, I just don't.
That was round one.
Round one, that's what I thought, because we already signed the checks for that, yes.
And now the intent is to get a large portion of those funds back from FEMA and OES.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, is there any further discussion? Questions? All right. It's been moved and seconded that the payment for the multiple pumper truck invoices, is account 313 for, at the wastewater operating reserves. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And opposed? Motion carried. Agenda item 12, discussion and possible action to approve the resolution 2019-02 to support the Senate Bill 669, Safe Drinking Water Trust Legislation, and maintain opposition to the proposed statewide water tax.
I'll move to adopt resolution 2019-02, a resolution for cities, counties, special districts supporting Senate Bill 669, Caballero, the Safe Drinking Water Trust.
Is there a second?
A second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve resolution 2019-02 to support Senate Bill 669, Safe Drinking Water Trust Legislation.
It's a no-brainer.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Is there any discussion?
No, it's a lot of explanation. Very helpful.
All those in favor, please
aye.
Say
aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. 13, approval of board standing committee charters for finance and for personnel.
I don't have any backup on this, do I? I didn't see any. But we did turn in our charter, and it was in your packet last month.
Yes.
And then I think we have a hand carry.
Yes, you do.
Personnel. What do you want us to do?
Well, I'd like for you to love it. And
I love it.
and let's adopt it. That's the recommendation.
Penny, do you? I brought ours in from last month one day, and then you weren't here, so I didn't leave it. But I did think it would be in here. Do you not have it?
It's not in the packet.
It what?
It's not in the packet.
No. So anyway,
I think it's in either in a packet or
finance committee meeting notes?
This is.
That's personnel, I know, but I have the finance one from.
Yeah, I have yours too.
Yeah, we did it last month. We handed it out last month as an example.
Okay.
So we haven't changed a thing. If you wanna love ours too, I'm good to go on these.
Well,
I haven't read this yet.
If there's any issue, we can always come back on them.
It is a working document and can be revised if you choose to.
Yeah, and I also found something when I was going through papers. The finance committee adopted a new charter and mission statement in February of 2018. And it was real long and lengthy, and I like this a lot better, but why don't we just give you our feedback and then.
Okay.
Approve them.
We can do that.
I mean, I'm.
You wanna just wait and then do them all together?
I can just read it.
If you buy them.
Well.
Then we'll have the safety and security one too.
All right.
Shall we do that?
Sure. Then I'll move to table.
All right. Fair enough.
So there's a motion to table it.
Right. And we don't need to vote.
No.
Okay, so this gets tabled.
But two of them are done.
Right.
So that's good.
Okay. Then, number 14, approval of director's attendance at the Aqua Spring Conference, May 7 through 10, 2019, at the Monterey Convention Center. This is something that I requested to brought up. I think we have in some degree lost the networking opportunities that we've taken advantage of in the past with Aqua, and I'd like to have board support to attend personally, and
You actually think I might go for a day or two. I don't know if I'll go the whole week.
I would like to go for, a part of it.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'll have to do, because this was not a budget item, I'm going to have to look and see what the cost would be for multiple directors at the, because we're at the end of the budget year, and just make sure we have the funding for that.
Yeah, I think we should manage it, because, may I give them a little history, Linda?
Go ahead.
So, when Linda and I first came to the board, we didn't really know anything. And I don't think she'd disagree about that. She maybe knew a little more because of her dad, but we got very involved with Aqua. It was always the practice of this district to send the entire board to Aqua as an education process, and an education it was. So it kind of whittled down to mostly you and I attending many conferences, doing a lot of networking. It led to us being on the Aqua Region 1 board, which I actually chaired for 2 years. It led to Linda being on State Ledge. But more importantly, we really learned about water and districts and how they're run, and made many partnerships and friends along the way, especially in Region 1, where we got a lot of help and support. Mm-hmm. And really learned how to be better directors. Everything from HR to governance to finance to bonds to, participating in symposiums. And we got away from it. And I think that it's time to go back. So genuinely would appreciate you finding somehow the resources to pull this together, because I think it's a very worthy thing for us to do. And if we don't go for the whole time, it also helps cut down on the expense.
Right. And it's just possible that instead of one person going for 3 days, we could have three people going for 1 day.
Exactly.
Or, however that works out. We'll see what resources we've got.
We'll definitely pull the resources together. It's really at the board's pleasure. Do you want to look at reserve funds to make this happen, or do you want us to try and do it within the current budget? Because we would have to transfer, it's possible, I don't know for sure, we may have to transfer funds within line items. It'll still be account 130, but we would have to look at how that.
Do we have some money in the district and the director training budget?
Some we do.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, why don't we, this is May 7th.
You can approve it and then have.
Yeah, right. I mean, and just because we approve it doesn't mean we're going either. It's just that SDRMA told us this is how we have to do it.
Right, otherwise we're not covered.
And can you give me a little time to look through the budget and then I can speak to you about?
Yeah, and we'll do the same thing. I'll look tomorrow. I'll be able to look in the budget tomorrow and just confirm that we have the funding available. And if, you know, I really need to look and see what the overall costs are for hotels and mileage down there and meals and then the actual conference.
Yeah, it'll be a couple thousand for the three of us.
I only see one day's agenda. Is it, it's 3 days?
It's May 7th through the 10th. 7th, 8th, 9th, it's 4 days.
Okay.
But anyway, we could, if you'll give me a little time, I'll work that through with you.
Okay.
But I'll move to approve Board of Director attendance at the upcoming Aqua Monterey Convention.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the director's attendance at the Aqua Spring Conference at the Monterey Convention Center. Is there any further discussion, questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Number 15 on the agenda. Discussion and possible actions to schedule a board workshop to finalize the draft strategic plan and discuss the use of an outside facilitator, Dr. Larry Benatti, to complete the strategic plan refining the governance and administrative processes, implement a successful board governance and GM operational leadership model, as well as finalize how to improve board management relationship amongst other board goals.
Nicely worded.
That's a whole bunch of them.
I'm thinking about that motion, boy, and you have to repeat it, so.
So moved.
Oh, you cheated.
I cheated.
Would it be acceptable to break it down or just go for the whole thing?
Well, we probably could break it down if there was some reason to, but we could also second what Jim said and then I'll repeat the whole thing.
Yeah, and then just, well, just because we approved the whole thing doesn't mean it will happen at one time.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it would not happen at one time. Dr. Benatti would do it in bite-sized pieces, but it's more cost-effective to do it as a group or as a program.
When you say, meaning like he'd do like a day here and a day there kind of thing?
So typically he'll either call or physically come up and meet with each board member individually.
Okay.
He'll do that in one day and he'll also meet with the GM.
Okay.
And then he would actually come back another day later on and have the workshop. So it would be bite-sized and that way it kind of fits into your schedule. If somebody can only meet for a half hour or an hour in the morning and a different director can meet in the afternoon, then we can work around your schedule having him up here.
Okay.
The other positive about it is that
I think we did with Michael.
You know, it flips over budget years.
Mm-hmm.
It can,
mm-hmm.
so that we can
spread the cost
right. over two
yeah,
budget years.
Yeah, which would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'll move to approve an engagement with Mr. Larry Benatti for the purpose of strategic planning and refining board governance.
Okay.
And.
That's better.
Et cetera.
And. Et cetera. So I think the so move just got second banana.
We'll turn it into a second.
Okay. Tell me if I as I restate
You'll
this.
You'll get it. Fine.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we schedule a board workshop to finalize the draft strategic plan and discuss the use of and use Dr. Larry Benatti to complete the strategic plan, refining the governance and administrative processes, implement a successful board governance and GM operational leadership model, as well as finalize how to improve board management relationship amongst other board goals.
That was a mouthful.
And then some. Okay, is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, that winds us right up to our favorite spot, which is public comment. Marty.
I know you guys missed me last month because I wasn't here.
We did.
I was at Mike Thompson's town hall meeting in Lakeport, where they hauled out all the various fire people. CAL FIRE, the Bureau of Land Management, et cetera. There was a bunch of them up there. But the one thing that I think, you know, and they all had their PR for the year, and it all sounded good. But the one thing that I think that is important that I wanted to share with you guys is that the county, and this is headed by Mulk Simon, our supervisor, is going to try to put together some, and this is kind of like a pipe dream, but maybe it'll happen. He wants to get all these various people that are involved in anything in this county that has to do with fire safety, and have this, I guess it's going to be a 400-person panel, but, you know, committee meeting. And I think it's going to happen on a regular basis. They're in the process of refining that, but I really think that the water boards should be a part of that discussion because, you know, that's part of the fire safety thing is water. So I would urge you to contact Supervisor Simon and let him know that this board at least would be, if you are, interested in participating in that. I made a lot of noise, you know, to make sure the Fire Safe Council gets participation, believe me. But I think it's something that, you know, we all work together on all of this stuff, and we all play different roles in the whole keeping this community safe. So, but I think there's a place at this particular table, so I would urge you to consider that recommendation that I have. Also, thanks, you're all doing a good job.
Thank you, Marty.
You know, I really have to admire your persistence and consistency and hard work on fire safety. It goes back years. It predates the fires.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Well, you know, we all do what we can, right?
Marty recognition.
Everybody's got a different role.
Good job.
Carolyn just said Marty recognition.
Any public recognition.
I had a question regarding the new meters. Would any of the technology allow users to monitor their usage online, for example?
If we get the grant through Snyder Electric and go with the Badger meters, that one does have a portal that users would be able to use. That's the one that we did pilot studies on. If we were to shift over to basically what Ferguson's offering, it would be a huge savings, but it would not provide a portal. So that's the trade-off.
And how frequently would those meters be read with the second system?
In both cases, once a month.
Okay, they don't. Okay, so.
Yeah, both cases once a month. The difference is the second system that Ferguson offers. It's a truck, literally one of our trucks. We just drive it down the street. It wakes the meters up. It gets the meter reads, mm-hmm. and then the meters go back to sleep.
And that's still done on a monthly basis.
It's still done that on a monthly basis. Now the Badger meters, because they're set up through a portal, they make periodic calls, and if there's a leak detected, they will actually notify, they can do a couple things. They can send you an email at home, they can send an email to our office, and they can send a text message or an email to our on-call person. So, but you pay for that technology. The other problem with that technology is it's 90 cents per meter per month to Verizon or AT&T. To use their phone system. And when you look at 2,500 meters, it's roughly $2,400 extra
a month.
With the other system, there is no additional cost like that. So there's an ongoing savings by not doing it, but you only get information about having a link once a month when you read it, and then it would be the district's responsibility to get that information out to the public and say, you have a leak. And, you know, when you end up getting 2,500 people, that's pretty impossible for us to notify. That'd be a full-time job.
Right.
And by the time I called the last person, we'd be reading the meters, and they'd have leaked for 2 months. So.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Any other public comment?
Something to
talk about.
I'm pretty sure you guys have kind of noticed. We've been kind of been a bit more active on Hidden Valley's Facebook page. We've been taking a look into different water districts, such as like Lake County and just all around like the Bay Area, just to see what other water agencies post to let their communities know what we're doing in a nice, safely manner, so that there's no like backlash and stuff. And yeah, so once a week we're creating like a Friday flush where we post about what not to flush in your toilet and just about what we just do to the day-to-day in a sense. So yeah, we've been kind of like getting that up and running so that community members can know that we're separate from the association. Yeah. That's something that we really noticed going out in the community and doing our geolocation with our manholes. People are very curious as to what we're doing. And we just want to kind of separate that, you know, somehow and tell people we're, you know, separate, you know, and then they talk about meetings and their board meetings. I'm like, oh, that's a different, that's, we don't see anybody here. I'm like, you should come to here. So
where is this posted now?
On our Facebook page.
Yes. And we've been sharing it kind of individually.
On friends and neighbors in the forum.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's how, you know, doing outreach so that people could find out.
So do you want us to go there and give you tons of likes?
Definitely do that, just get more, just spread the word.
Really interesting, they put together some links to CSDA about what is a special district. And there's a video that you guys posted about what a special district is. It's actually put together by CSDA and approved. And they did ask me to take a look at doing some of those things, so I helped them find that link and showed them. And they put that up there, and so we're really doing a lot of social media outreach, but we're doing it in a manner where it directs people, either gives them just information that there's not a reason to respond about, we don't do a quagmire about pressures and lines on Eagle Rock, that sort of thing, but we do also direct them to our website.
Yes, so they're on the page, like the website's on there too, so that they know, you know, our phone number and the regular information and stuff, and so, yeah.
That's good.
Good job.
Well, I know this is something Jim Freeman kind of wanted to see happen, and so, good.
Yeah, that was actually, we'll probably speak to you.
Yeah, we could talk to you about that another time, but that's definitely one of the things we've noticed is just like,
and then something
to emphasize that confusion, right? No one seems to know the difference between the association and the CSD.
And I think the goal here is to be the benchmark of true information, so that when somebody says we ran out of water and we're fighting a fire, we can actually make a go to the Facebook
and
find out.
And so we kind of need to start from zero, right?
Yeah.
In terms of
just
getting basic information out there to kind of work up to being maybe eventually kind of being more able to send out information that's more related to emergencies or actually more a little authoritative.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're really just trying to start with just basic general information.
The lake would be a good example. I mean, I think if we had put out that the lake, why the lake is closed, that probably would have been a good example of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's kind of like the end goal, I think, with
with what we're trying to get up for when.
I think the alternative, you know, to be able to provide that separation is really, you know, you only look at doing it this way, or it's a name change, and we become Coyote Valley Community Services District or something like that. There's the whole other way to do that. So I think this is a real good way to really get the information out and help people understand the difference.
Well, I also think that on current events, because Hidden Valley Lake Association should have put something out about the lake closing.
It did.
That thing about in an overabundance of caution, one? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that wow. That didn't make that, and then it didn't turn out to be an overabundance. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, I'm sure that you would be looking at the issues that they're putting on there, right?
I am looking at them.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's really nice to see such a presence of civic spark here.
Oh, yeah.
So, Marty, Marina, welcome to our meeting tonight.
Thank you for having us.
What have you been up to?
So I'm currently working with the Lake County Water Resources Department. I got the Lake County bug, so I'm here for good. So I'm their Water Resources Program Coordinator, so I get to play with water.
Excellent.
And I'm not forgetting about you guys down here. So I'm making it a point to be like, hey guys.
Yay.
But you stayed with water.
Yes, I am in water. I'm in there for good.
That's the whole key.
Yeah.
Is for young, sharp minds like you three to go forward in the water industry would be just terrific.
That's wonderful.
I wanted to share also.
Good job.
Before you give them a round of applause, though, you should hear. So last weekend, Marina organized a service day for us over in the Highland Springs Recreation Area.
Cool.
So basically, like us with Civic Spark, we need to do a certain number of service days throughout the year. And so our whole cohort from the Central Inland region came out and worked with Marina to help do some kind of weed abatement type work.
Did you do trail maintenance?
We did, I don't know. Do you want to talk about it?
So I oversee the Highland Springs Recreation Area. One of our biggest priorities, I've been working with CAL FIRE to do some fire fuel reduction. So we're working on East Highland Springs Road and reducing some of that fire fuel. I'm going to be doing some trail clearing days. I know the Sparkies here are interested in doing their own service day, so we'll be working together on that. If you guys want any more information, again, we're trying to build our social media presence, so we're on Facebook too, and we share those events. So we'll make sure that you guys get that information. But yeah, I was glad to have more Sparkies and more hands to get some stuff done. So CAL FIRE came out and thanked them. We had community members stop and help, and I know the Water Resource Department, they're very grateful that the Sparkies are here. So we're definitely building our presence, and it wouldn't be without you guys here to meet.
And then that next one in May is actually we're trying to get more of the community to come around. So that's going to be an actual volunteer where we get do outreach for people in Lake County to come out and help us do some trail maintenance.
What are the dates?
May 11th.
Just
May
11th. Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a very good tentative
date. Just a morning, basically.
Yeah, from 9:30 to 1:30.
Yeah. And to really continue to build up the Sparkies, it's neat to see that we have two fellows here. We have a previous fellow has a full-time job in the water industry. I started out 30 years ago as an intern or fellow. So it's, in this room alone, we have four people that started out as interns or fellows in the water agency and continue on into it. So I really encourage you three to continue to move forward with it. It's a great career.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
It's great to see you.
And the county's lucky to have you, Marina.
Thank you.
We're happy for you.
Thank you.
So. But now we can go. There you go.
And that's for all three of you.
Okay, is there any other board comment?
Public comment.
No, I mean
board
comment.
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
If I may, please. Could you just quickly review the new agenda protocol for me so I got it straight?
So the agenda protocol that the current president asked, the staff will actually go through and get the draft agenda over to the board president on Friday. She will have that weekend to look at it. Once she adds anything to it or puts her comments in it, then she has asked that we send it out to the remainder of the board. The remainder of the board will have to Wednesday close of business. So if we can get it Wednesday close of business, then we can finish putting everything together and get that on Thursday night or Friday. Sometimes we do it a day early on Thursday because Penny occasionally, she does get every other Friday off. So we try to keep her in that process.
Good.
One thing that we do ask is if you're going to add something last minute, if it needs supporting documents, if it's something we can provide quickly, we're more than happy to get it for you. If it's going to be pretty big, then we're going to ask that you provide that, or we would ask that we postpone it to the next meeting. If it's very thick, intense data support for whatever your agenda item is, just because at the last minute, we're still trying to get our board items together, and it's hard to add those at the last minute. That's the only reason. But we'll make every effort to get you on there and to have your supporting data on there as well.
Close of business on Wednesday, the Wednesday before the meeting. President gets it.
Friday.
Two Fridays before the meeting.
Correct.
Got it.
And
thank you
guys
very much.
Actually get it the following Monday. So you get it two Mondays before the actual meeting.
Okay.
That would give you basically three days or 2.5 days to look at it and see if you want to add something. What we do ask, if you want to add something, please go through the board president.
I'm just going to say I'd be apt to call, pick up the phone and call.
Just let the board president know what you want. Realistically, the board president is the board's liaison with the general manager. More than that, if you guys give us something directly and we put it on there, then the board president says, why is it on there?
Okay, so I do want to be clear about that. Any director can put something on the agenda.
Yeah, it just needs to go through the board president.
Right, I mean, it doesn't really have to, it's a good protocol. But it is, we have been told by council, any director can put something on the agenda. I totally agree with you and will observe this, but we don't need permission.
I'm not saying permission, I'm saying it's a courtesy so that you don't blindside your board president.
And so that it goes well, like tonight's meeting went very well because of an organized agenda, so, well, thank you.
If you've got an issue with that, just let me know.
Yeah.
All right. That takes care of our agenda.
I would move for adjournment.
I think that's a wonderful thing. Is there a second?
I'll second.
My favorite part to do.
Been moved and seconded that we adjourn at 7:58. All those in favor?
Good job, Linda.
Aye.
Wow. Good job.